Hello, everyone. This is Ellen Harris with the Business Accelerated Company, and today we are interviewing Jason Werner of Opus Media. His company is a web design and full-service marketing boutique established in Baltimore, Maryland in 2008. They excel in delivering marketing solutions that are founded through planning and research designed to speak to a target audience and implemented in a coordinated manner across marketing channels in order to deliver the greatest impact. Jason, welcome back. Good to hear from you again.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me, Ellen.
Oh, you're welcome. So today you're going to bring us search engine marketing. You were very thorough with search engine optimization, and now you're going to share with us today search engine marketing. And one of the things I'd like to start off with is, can you give us a brief overview of what search engine marketing is, what it does, and what it means?
Sure thing, Ellen. As we see it, search engine marketing is a term which we use as an overarching term for really two main components, search engine optimization, or SEO for short, and paid search marketing, or as we abbreviate it as PPC, are the two main components to what we put under the umbrella of search engine marketing. As you talk to different people amongst our industry, you may find that certain folks refer to search engine marketing exclusively as the paid search channel, and they break out search engine optimization or SEO separately. That for us at least, we kind of put it all under one umbrella, and that's a bit of a subjective opinion. So essentially what that means to a business is, with search engine marketing, is that you're targeting an action of a user. The action is that they are searching for something specifically through a search engine, and underneath of either channel, search engine optimization or paid search, you'll find that you're able to make yourself known to someone who is actively searching for a solution that you may offer.
Now, why does search engine marketing matter to business owners and their websites?
It matters to business owners for a lot of different respects, from both the paid and the organic perspective. What they both tie back to, though, is that really that action of the user. The user is actively seeking an answer to a question. When they go to a search engine and they type in, "I'm looking for socks," they are looking for answers to their question about where can I buy socks online. And there's many variations of that search. Shop socks online, men's socks, men dress socks, women's socks, kids' socks, all sorts of different types of socks that someone can be looking for online. And what search engine marketing does in both the paid and the organic capacity is allows you to be visible to those people at a time in which they are actively searching. As we like to position it here, it's a time when you're talking about a warm lead. We know it's a warm lead because this person is actively searching for your product or services. As far as what that means to a business, as we talk about paid search versus the organic side of things, it's two completely different animals in a lot of respects that get us to a similar solution, we'll say.
What is the impact with respect to Google's change to their algorithm?
That really brings us back to that statement about there being two major channels. The paid search side, actually Google has some changes that they're making on the paid search side that are coming up shortly, that are just basically how that process works, how those tools really work more than anything else. On the organic side, which is where most of the questions come from, the algorithm side of things, is the organic search algorithm. So the organic search results that you see on any search results page are a result of a math equation, this algorithm that Google keeps close to their chest, so to speak, where they it's a proprietary math equation that is used to determine the relevancy of websites as it pertains back to the search being done by the user. So that exclusively impacts organic search. Organic search, being a more long-term channel for growth in marketing, is about it's about establishing an ownership in a lot of ways around key search terms. When we use the example of socks, it can be that a slow growth proposition, or as Google puts it, glacial, with regards to developing visibility for the term men's socks, because it is such a broad and widely searched term. The principles of the algorithm take place in understanding how to organize and give results back to the user who is searching men's socks, So if someone goes to Google and looks for men's socks, they're going to find that they get the results that Google deems best, and what's best based on Google is relevancy, and relevancy is based on user factors. And in Google's opinion, it's about the users first. Makes a lot of sense. They want to provide search results that are of the greatest significance to the person that is making that search happen. So as it relates back to what they're searching, the search results are served, and that is created through the algorithm itself, the order of those search results. And yeah, there's a lot of publicized information around when Google makes major changes to its algorithm, because a lot of times it plays a significant impact on how we go about managing and maintaining and just running organic search programs, SEO programs, in terms of what are the types of methodologies we use to conduct those campaigns.
Okay. When you use the example of socks, I think immediately of a little company, they're very new, and the product is My Mismatched Socks. And it seemed to be a major hit with the tween, young girls, in between teenage years. And I was just thinking about the search algorithm for something like that. A user would probably end up searching with a long string. From a search engine marketing perspective, and just looking at it from an end user, for the business owner, but looking at it from the end user perspective, I would think that your search term and relevancy on the organic side is where your company, would place most, if not all, of your focus in helping a business owner reach that level of relevancy in their business with their search terms?
Yes, as far as long tail versus short tail is concerned, what we're referring to there is the length of what's being searched. And building an understanding of relevancy, kind of touching on the major points of search engine optimization, organic search, with respects to keyword analysis and understanding what people are searching. And with those changes that have happened with the algorithm, the most specific of which being Hummingbird, is a cute little pet name that Google gives to all its algorithms. That one in particular focuses around long tail search, which is to say, people don't simply just search men's socks necessarily. It can be as complicated as where do I buy men's socks, and looking in some of the data for some of our customers, it can be really long. Where do I buy men's socks in cranberry red for a shoe size 14 or larger? Searches that long and long tail of a search have come back, and Google does a pretty good job of placing those searches with relevant results. The more specific the search, the more specific the results. A lot of the challenges and the push-pull with search engine optimization really is finding your niche as a business and figuring out the searches that are being done with the greatest prevalence, and using that as a way to, as we say, inform your syntax, meaning the way we write and the way we talk about your content and your product on your website, if it's a product or your services for that matter, is informed by the information which we can glean from what is most prevalent in search. So picking on our example with the socks, do we call them cranberry socks? Is it burgundy? Is it Merlot? What is that shade of dark red that we might be talking about with those socks that is most widely searched? And honing in on that, we can glean insights from Google to say, hey, it's not actually cranberry, it's wine red. People say wine red all the time. So we can go back through and say, hey, we need to kind of change how we look at this in some respects, and at least inform our syntax or inform the way we write the information on our website so that it is more catering to what people are searching for.
Very interesting the way you've laid that out. So I'm a business owner, and I'm looking at all of this. I know I should have some pre-work or preparatory work that I've done before I come to you. What are some of the things I need to set up or at least have outlined on paper so that when I come to you in this context of search engine marketing, that will make your job easier in helping me reach my goal, which is more traffic or people buying my product or services?
That's a good question, Ellen. As far as the setup work is concerned, is really just knowing your business. a lot of times the challenges that we have to overcome and having those initial dialogues is really developing an understanding that there's no longer any sort of guesswork, particularly pertaining to keywords, seems to be a popular sphere of focus. So much focus on what keywords are we focusing on. And with a lot of the more recent updates, keywords are becoming more of this, you know, this just gelatinous kind of amoebic thing. Because of these long tail searches, we kind of focus on a group of keywords or a common trend in keywords, and it's not quite the same rigid process it used to be. As far as, you know, we focus on this keyword, hammer it home, say it 100 times in a page, make sure it's the title of the page. That stuff starts to look very unnatural. And if there's one thing that that Google does have to say about succeeding with the organic side of things, is that keeping it natural is the is what they want to see. They want to see a natural progression of things across all aspects of the metrics in which the algorithm looks at. So as far as what sort of setup work do you need to do as a business, you know, working in a full service capacity around search engine marketing, handling both the organic search stuff, which I mentioned earlier, is a bit of a long-term growth proposition where you're kind of taking ownership of those search results. It takes a long time to get there. Again, in Google's own words, glacial. It takes a long time to see results. Takes a long time to build results. So coming to the table with a little bit of history about your website, how long it's been up, you know, we do a lot of diagnostic work with websites in terms of understanding what components of the fundamentals of SEO from a code standpoint we can evaluate and really audit the code of a website to help a business owner understand where the nature in which the website's been built will influence how their content's being presented to Google. How Google will infer your content on your website has everything to do with the code structuring. So we audit and make sure that the code is being structured properly and that you're firing on all eight cylinders when it comes to adding things like metadata and alt tags and a whole slew of different things. I think there's like 50 different checkpoints that comes out as part of the auditing we do with the code side of things. So having that, you know, access to that as a business owner is often a big help for us. Understanding where you are as a business would probably be the biggest thing. In the sense that, you know, are we a new website that has just launched today? Are we an established website with a long history where we need to take that into consideration with any major sea changes we may push out? Because, you know, long-standing websites with some value in their search engine optimization, their organic search, making major changes in a hasty fashion can lead to negative effects. You can fall back down the ladder, so to speak. But from that perspective, understanding where you are as a business and where you are as a website, the legacy of your website in terms of its age and domain, and really getting a full, complete picture of your business and trying to understand the goals and objectives of why you feel you need to, or what it is you feel you need to do with search marketing to step it up and take it to that next level for you. Again, a lot of that comes back to auditing and, again, picking on those different types of businesses. A new business may be a great candidate for a mix of paid search and organic search to supplement, use the paid search side of things to really supplement the organic side of things, in the sense that with paid search, it's you're targeting the same audience. Again, it's someone doing a search, but the ability to show those ads, as we like to say, is almost an instant on, instant off proposition, in that if you start a paid search campaign today, you'll start seeing your ad being served in search results tomorrow. It's a way to kind of buck the obstacles of the glacial pace in which organic search happens. And as a business matures and as organic search starts to take off and progress in the slow growth fashion, we can start to reevaluate what we're doing with the paid side of things to kind of wean you off paid media in some respects.
Wean you off of the paid media and guiding you more towards the natural organic search engine side of the business. Or side of the algorithm, if you will.
Well, to be clear, Ellen, the algorithm only affects the organic results. It's almost as though there are really two algorithms at play. When we talk about the organic search, we're talking about the algorithms that, again, make all the headlines in the media. And whenever Google makes a major change, it sets our entire industry on fire and everybody's running around trying to figure out what they're going to do. The one common totem that Google really provides with respect to the organic side of things is, you know, provide quality content that people want to read and share. And you will go far with your organic search results visibility. which is still true to some respects, the share part of it is probably the part that hangs most people up in their understanding and building natural backlinks. And the latest update to the algorithm, which happened back in October of last year, was a major change to how Google evaluates those that sharing or those link backs to your content in terms of link building activities. I would argue that before the algorithm update, a good link was worth a point and a bad link was worth half a point, if you want to look at it on a scale of integers here. After the algorithm update, a good link was worth half a point and a bad link was worth negative 2 points. You could slide into the negative pretty quickly if your link profile, all the links pointing back to your site, if you look at them kind of as its own metric, a link profile, you could quickly end up hurting yourself or experiencing a penalty, as so many people got with that update to the Penguin algorithm, which deals with link backs and the value of link building.
Help me set the expectation for that business owner who's been around 10 years or more. Realistically, working with you and we're doing the analysis and the audit, how long my company has been around, my goals, my expectations, and what I would like to accomplish with search engine marketing. Would it be a fair assessment to say it would take approximately 18 months?
When we talk about the attribution of the attribution of organic search back to results, you bring up a really great point in that we have to take a lot of careful consideration up front to what is it we're measuring and what are we considering to be success or conversion at the end of the day. For a lot of folks in the service industry, it's about garnering leads. For other folks looking at online retail and product-based businesses, it's about completing a sale, really. So when we talk about an 18-month mark, it's going to depend on a lot of factors. The competition in your industry is a big effect. The current status of your website is a big effect. What we really try to do out of the gate to avoid having to come back to you 18 months later to say, yes, this has worked or no, it hasn't, is to really measure things in a more incremented fashion. It really is baby steps in that regard. The analogy I often give folks when it comes to the organic side of things, if paid search is like being a day trader where we're dealing with essentially the stock exchange of searches, where a search goes out and people bid on that search to become visible through this auction process with the paid side of things, which is their replacement for an algorithm, is the auction model. With the organic side of things, we like to look at that. If paid search is like being a day trader, buy low, sell high, the organic side of things is more like being a financial planner for someone's retirement, in the sense that you get those statements in the mail. If you have a retirement account, you get those statements in the mail, and they don't look like much. Well, we send out those statements every month as part of measurement and making sure that we're at least pushing into the right direction. And some months they come up in the black, and other months they come up in the red, and trying to understand why, if it's seasonality or if there's been changes to the site that have had an impact, and really spending the time and the expert manpower on how to divulge what has happened is a big part of what we do from the organic perspective. And showing those statements that say, yeah, we had 10 more visitors from organic search last month than we did the month before, which may lead to 20 more the next month, which may lead to 80 more the following month, which may lead to 200 the month after that. Kind of this this slow growth proposition, this snowballing effect, where you start to build slowly in an incremented fashion towards a greater goal. I think it's important to keep metrics on that and to build a sound attribution model first and foremost through leveraging analytics and some of the other analytics beyond just website analytics, using some search engine analytics tools, which we tap into a handful of different sources for that information to put these comprehensive reports together for clients to say, hey, this is what's happened with organic search for you over the course of the last 30 days. You eventually step back and take a look. We had a project that came up the other day where 12 months later into this project, we're talking at about 270% more traffic than they were this time last year. And they're a seasonal business, so April for them is a big month as a seasonal business. And coming back and seeing that we had increased traffic 250% just from organic visits alone was a big win in that respect. And that is 12 months later, but every month along the way from April of last year to April of this year, we were providing reporting and analysis and explaining the data and taking the time to show them what they're looking at with these 5 and 6 page reports.
interesting. You, Opus Media, you, Jason, you, your team, you're really working closely, not only with the owner, but with their KPIs, if you will, so that you have a clear, in-depth insight on what's affecting any changes or growth in the algorithmic side of the equation, if you will. So you're really looking at it in depth so you can come back and say, here's what your changes are doing for your website. Here's what the impact is. And do you make recommendations to an owner on where they could improve or increase or decrease whatever it is they're doing on their site?
It's recommendations. Depending on the capacity of what we're being asked to do, and we work with different businesses of different sizes with different internal resources, we kind of look to structure ourselves side by side with our clients in terms of, for some clients, they have a great capacity for creating content as a big part of their organic search programs. Others need the assistance in the content creation perspective, and we facilitate that. We create content calendars and develop content around those calendars over the course of the SEO engagements that we handle. So we provide the consulting and the management and the advisement for what we're seeing with the results, as well as for the clients that are managing their own content. We're providing insights as to what they can do to improve stuff. For those clients where we're essentially ghostwriting for them, we provide we kind of build that into what we're doing, and it's more of an internal collaboration. And hey, we need to look at doing this, or we need to think about repurposing this piece of content, because a calendar is a great thing to have, because it holds you accountable at the end of the day to having to create content. But by the same token, when something comes up that we see in the data as a small team, as a marketing boutique, as we say, we're able to kind of make those snap decisions and change direction quickly to take advantage of opportunities that may have snuck in, you know, at the end of last month when we show our report.
This is so very interesting to me, and I don't want to belabor the technical side of things, but I like the way your company works directly with the owner. That's really important, particularly if they've got a goal, but they may not have crystallized it as clearly as your company does, which is outstanding. My last question for you is this. Is there a tip you can share that the audience should think about when they are considering search engine marketing in their implementation?
Is there a tip with regards to search engine marketing?
Yeah, and I think you may have given all the tips, but is there one that you missed?
You know, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There was a recent update to the Google algorithm on the organic side, Mobilegeddon, it's been called, in the publicized media. Mobilegeddon, the premise of that was that Google was going to reevaluate how it dealt with search results done on a mobile device. Makes sense that you don't want to go showing mobile results for a site that doesn't have a mobile-friendly presence, as Google puts it. So sites that haven't been mobilized or made to accommodate viewing on a cell phone, either through a separate mobile website, through a mobile theme, or a completely separate site that shows on a mobile device, or through I will say the more popular answer, responsive design. Those websites through this mobile algorithm update, for lack of a better way of putting it, those sites that did not provide a mobile friendly website were in some way penalized in mobile search exclusively. And this led to a lot of confusion. We had a number of calls and emails wondering, A, is our website ready for this because I read it somewhere? Or B, oh my God, I talked to my buddy who I golf with, and he said that our site's not ready for this for whatever reason. And in each case, kind of having to go back and explain that, you know, what specifically the mobile update meant from Google's perspective. That, again, there's a lot of misinformation. One case comes to mind where someone we work with, a client of ours, was they have a mobile, separate mobile version of their website that gets served on a mobile device. and their buddy, their golf buddy actually, kind of said, you know, hey, you don't have a responsive website, you're going to be penalized. All this work that, you know, Opus Media has been doing for you guys from an organic perspective is going to go out the window if you don't have a mobile website. Well, having to pen an email that explained concisely that, A, the mobile penalty is only for mobile search, A, and that, B, a responsive layout is not a requirement to meet the mobile guidelines for Google, you know, went a long way to kind of put our clients' mind at ease as far as what they'd been told versus what the actual facts of the situation are. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. So the biggest tip I can give you is understand that if you start reading about this stuff, you're going to know just enough to be dangerous.
Exactly.
Is really it. It really is a change a minute situation. The stuff that happened back in October was a major sea change, you know, with the changes to how Google perceives and addresses your link profile. We went to bed on a Thursday night thinking we understood the rules of the game, and the rules were badminton. And we woke up Friday morning, and Google handed everybody a nice wake-up surprise with the rules of the game change. It became football overnight, so we went from badminton to football. I mean, it's that much of a major change, and staying on top of that stuff really becomes a bit of a full-time job for us, and just understanding what the landscape is and working through it accordingly. You know, this is a lot of what folks come to us for, is the proactive stance we take on just staying on top of this stuff, because it really is something new to read every day. So if you want to commit to it, great. I find this stuff fascinating on a personal level, which is partly how I ended up here. reading about this stuff and having a business challenge where it's a shifting scope every couple of days, it can be daunting, but it's certainly never a dull moment. So if you want to engage yourself with the knowledge, either find someone who's comes to you as an advised and trusted professional with some serious resources. Stay away from the gimmicks. I get 5 or 10 emails a day that are from companies wanting to do SEO for our own website, which I guess I get a giggle out of. If they'd actually read the site, they would quickly know that's something we do. By the same token, they're making a lot of lofty promises. I'm sure, you know, our business owner audience out there has gotten that email that says, we can get you on page one of Google, which there's half a dozen real problems with that statement, because no one can guarantee what Google's going to do tomorrow, A. B, there's no qualifier for what terms we're talking about. If it's your brand name, well, no kidding. If you're not ranking on page one for the name of your company, you probably either have a company name that's used in 4 dozen other places, or there's something fundamentally wrong with the basics of your organic search as it pertains to your website. So the lofty promises, the guarantees, anybody who writes you a guarantee for organic search, either there's some small print somewhere that you're going to miss that that really nullifies any guarantee, because you can't make guarantees around what Google's going to do tomorrow. We're beholden as an industry to whatever Google decides to do. And the notion that people could promise first page results or first page results within 3 months or anything like that, just run the other direction. That would be the other thing. The gimmicks, if it seems too good to be true from an organic search perspective, it probably is. They've done a lot to really kind of quell any gaming of the system. The things that we as an industry used to get away with doing to accelerate organic search growth, increasing visibility quickly, those things have been quickly put to bed by these changes to the Google algorithm on the organic side of things, for sure. There was actually a really great article in Forbes magazine online about, you know, 5 false promises of SEO or something along those lines. That would be a great read for anybody kind of looking to get some information. Actually, Forbes is surprisingly a really great resource for just business-level knowledge around SEO. They've got a lot of great writers on staff, and I enjoy reading that stuff that they put out, because it's to the point, it's succinct.
You underscore what I always say: you can't listen to everyone. Make sure you are connected to or know a trusted advisor. And Jason, how long has Opus Media been around?
8 years.
8 years, okay. 8 years in my mind constitute expert level. Jason Werner, Opus Media, clear they excel in delivering marketing solutions that are founded in thorough planning and research. designed to speak to a target audience and implemented in a coordinated manner across marketing channels in order to deliver the greatest impact. It has truly been a privilege for us to have you speaking with us today, Jason. Thank you so much for your time. And everyone, come back again for our next interview with a surprise guest. This is Ellen Harris with Business Accelerated Company. Enjoy your day.